This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Number two, Barton Hahn, live from ESPN Studios in New York City. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Damian Woody going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Been a busy day, of course, for D. Wood, as we know, and it's a busy day in the headlines today. We do have football tonight and a big matchup in the Chargers and the Chiefs in L.A., but the bigger story, if you're just joining us, is Jacksonville owner Shad Khan finally came to his senses and probably didn't need any more evidence to know they made a mistake with Urban Meyer. Out after 13 games, a 2-11 record. Urban Meyer no longer the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And now, of course, the question is who should take over next? But also a story, it's not a story as far as one that's a headline, but one that is starting to percolate, as they like to say, Bart. And that is, as we've heard Aaron Rodgers talk about on the Pat McAfee show about his future in Green Bay, and he was very kind of like, you know,
yeah,
about, you know, you love playing for the Packers, right? I love playing football.
I love playing ball.
I love playing ball. So he left it there. And then Diana Rossini saying that what she's hearing is that a lot of people don't think he's staying there and that he's playing so free and relaxed this year because he knows he controls his destiny. And this is just kind of like, you know, just having a good time.
That's what he always wanted.
And now he can figure out where he wants to go next. So the question is, because the Packers can trade him, is if you're a team in the NFL, and the Packers are going to want a starting quality quarterback, Jordan Love is just not ready. We saw that already.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got some really good starting quarterbacks in the league that obviously aren't at his level, but still good. And I would think if you're the Packers, you would want a young quarterback.
Yeah.
So I asked. Now, again, Aaron Rodgers, of course, wants to control his destiny, but let's just play the game hypothetically. If you're Jacksonville, do you trade Trevor Lawrence for Aaron Rodgers, who thinks, you know, again, he's 37, can probably play. He wants to play at least four more years.
Yeah, probably 40.
Is it worth it to you? You know?
I mean, everybody should have to consider it, right?
I mean, Trey Lance, Jimmy G, you know, in your San Francisco, you bring him home, well, Northern California.
That's a place that he wanted to go to anyway. They looked into that.
You saying no to that?
Nah, I can't. But if I'm Dak Prescott.
What?
He's a quarterback.
Wait a second. If you're Jerry Jones and somehow, some way it gets to you, hey, Jerry, Aaron Rodgers would love to be a Cowboy. In fact, even though he grew up where he grew up in California, he really was a Cowboys fan deep down. And what would it take to get him to Dallas?
Hail to freeze over. The reason why Dak Prescott doesn't have 100% completion rate is because his line don't be blocking and his receivers don't run the route the right way. He's throwing it perfect every time. I charted it. Trust me.
Mm.
Just ask his coordinator and Kellen Moore. He'll tell you.
Do you think
Dak is perfect?
I mean, I got to ask Dallas fans, Cowboys fans, as much as you love Dak Prescott, if the opportunity came up,
you Judas,
that you could trade Dak for Aaron Rodgers, and you're the Packers, you're like, I don't think that's a terrible, that's not a bad trade. Am I getting something for him? He's younger. Now, I know he hasn't played well of late. You're worried about some of the injuries banged up, but I know what I'm getting. I do know what I'm getting.
Yeah, 8 years more.
And if you're Matt LaFleur, you've already seen what they've done with him in Dallas as far as how they run an offense. I mean, I think he's smart enough to figure that part out. Would you do it? Would you do it?
That's the toughest one.
I got another one here. How about Derek Carr? Who does Davante Adams want to play with?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's going to determine.
Would that be crazy? Send him to Vegas? Vegas would certainly love that. And then you get the guy that your superstar wide receiver wants to play with anyway.
Derek Carr is a good player.
He's good.
I think Aaron Rodgers' future depends on if Davante Adams says, you know what, I don't want to be franchised anymore. Let me go. I'm going to play with the Las Vegas Raiders. I want to go play with my friend and running back with them. They just lost Henry Ruggs, so they have extra money to allocate towards this position.
Yeah.
DeSean Jackson's going to come off the books. They'll pay me the $21 million a year.
But I don't want to lose him. So I'll get – instead of you going to the quarterback, I'll bring the quarterback to you. And if you're Aaron, I mean, you're going out west. It's a beautiful stadium, classic franchise. other conference.
He got a celebrity girlfriend, so she probably like to live in.
So much of that makes sense. The Dak Prescott one, though, that you brought up, it's just fun because you know it's going to have people like, you're going to get in your emotions
that's the
about
one,
that.
Man.
So we got to ask about that. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm being told that Damian Woody had.
Did he get his power smoothie?
No, he's got an appointment that he had to get to.
Okay.
Something came up.
Fair enough.
Something suddenly came up. I'm feeling a little disrespected, but I what I did hear, though, is that it is something that caught him by surprise.
I hope he got some ginger ale settled that stomach. Came up. Oh, not like that. Okay.
I hope he's all right. Yes. Let's see. Let's go to the calls on this then. Because
more
I think
calls for the people.
No, it's a fun topic. It is a fun topic. Let's do that. Don't spill. Careful.
It's empty.
That's a good thing. Let's go to Quentin. Quentin, what do you think? Who wouldn't you trade or who would you trade for Aaron Rodgers?
Howdy, gentlemen. As a lifelong Packer fan, I'd be comfortable sending Aaron Rodgers home for Herbert.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh, if you're Herbert. The Chargers.
More of a Madden-type trade, but I like Herbert.
If you're the Chargers, do you really say no to that when you consider that
you
the Rams
say,
are the
sell.
Bigger team?
And you need
have nobody in the – that's what I'm saying. See, Quentin, that's next-level thinking. Because it is a Madden type trade.
Extra cheese curds for you.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not crazy.
Yeah.
When you consider if you're the Chargers,
young,
like you have to say to yourself,
that's 15
wait,
years.
You
that's
can't
10
give
years.
Up. This guy's gonna be generational. What are you doing? And it's like, yeah, but
that's Aaron
we
gotta
establish ourselves in LA as a franchise. This guy does that.
Ooh, and we're going against my homeboy. So we gotta beat my homeboy.
And if you're Green Bay, you get him out of the conference and you bring in a stud.
A lotto stud.
Do you like that one? Where would you power rank that one as?
That's number two.
Hypothetical scenarios?
That's number two.
That's number two? What was number one?
If I'm the Bengals, I think Burrow's better than Herbert.
So you would rather do
I think at the end of the day,
but
Burrow's
look at it from be, look at it from Rodgers would not want to be in Cincinnati.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, who has an all-star quarterback that I wouldn't trade for?
But the Chargers have weapons. Right, the Chargers have a lot of things that are appealing to Rodgers, including L.A.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, let's go to Connor on this. Connor?
Yeah, so I would not trade, no possible way, trade Mac Jones for Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Connor.
Bro, are Connor. You high?
Connor.
Did you just pull a rookie out that threw the ball one time?
Connor. It's too early in the day to be that deep in the bag, man.
Like, he honestly is going to be Patriots' long-time quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's easy to say.
But you just feel strongly that you wouldn't take arguably the best quarterback in the league and put him on Bill Belichick's team with Josh McDaniels running the offense. You don't think that would work? Because kind of have history that proves that actually
defense,
did work
with
once
that
before.
Defense.
Yeah, so you're saying
I'm not saying
it.
That it wouldn't work, but
right?
I would stick with Mac.
Wow. Wow. Who knew Mac already? Untouchable.
Connor, I respect it. I respect it. He believes in him.
2,900. Well, how many right. passing yards Mac Jones got?
All right, Tuan's calling in about the Dak trade proposal. Tuan, you don't like it?
Man, listen, no. Check this out. Every year they talk about Aaron Rodgers. Great as he is, he only had one Super Bowl ring, okay? Even Eli Manning got two.
I mean, does Dak have?
First they were trying to, you know, keep him up with Tom Brady, but you can't keep up with Tom Brady. He only have one ring. Okay, I'm a Cowboy fan, so I'm used to a quarterback just like Tony Romo winning in that regular season. Hell, we might get to the Super Bowl, we might not. I don't think we're gonna make it this year, but I think we'll make it next year. But I will not do it. The man got one ring and been in the league forever. He should at least have two rings.
But he's an MVP. He looks like he's headed for another MVP. Is Dak an MVP? Does Dak have one? Does Dak have a playoff win?
Thank you, Tuan. Yes. Let's go to Caesar.
What, he got one?
Let's go to Caesar. Caesar, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers.
JB Smooth?
Hypothetical trade. Would you do it?
First off, Dak got two playoff wins, if I'm not mistaken. And second, I would still trade him, even though I love Dak. This is the reason. The only thing holding back Dak Prescott is his accuracy. And as much improvement as I see this man making year in, year out, he ain't Aaron Rodgers. Now, I'm a Cowboy fan. As a quarterback, not an athlete, I think Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. let's say.
Well, okay.
But he ain't Aaron Rodgers, man. And that accuracy with Amari, with CD, with
Could
Schultz,
you imagine? I mean, just CD Lamb would be a would. I mean, he's already heading to stardom. CD Lamb would be unbelievable.
You know what the biggest comp is to Dak Prescott, and I love your opinion on it. Is Dak Prescott better than Russell Wilson?
Ooh, Caesar.
Hello.
Yeah, we asked talking you. Caesar, you're a Cowboys fan.
Is he better than Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson now or Russell Wilson?
Well, Russell Wilson, Andrew. You act like Russell Wilson's million years old.
I'm taking Dak right now. Right this second, I'm taking Dak.
You taking Dak? Calf versus
right this second with this finger. This line, I'm taking Dak.
Mm, all right, so he's taking Dak, but he would trade him for Aaron Rodgers. Like I said, if you're the this is why this is a game to play. And I don't think there's a lot of wrong answers. There are going to be some. But understand how you play the game. The point is, if you're Brian Gutekunst and you know he wants out, and you understand that, all right, let me get what I can get for him. I'm starting there. I'm canvassing the league saying, all right, you know what he is. I don't need to sell you on the guy you're getting. You've got to get, like, can I get a replacement that keeps us competitive and maybe even for a longer term than maybe we would have had Aaron for? You couldn't find him in the draft. You don't know what Jordan Love is. So wherever he goes, whoever that starter is out.
Yeah.
Right? So if he's going to go to a team that's ready-made to win, sort of like Tom Brady did, you got to look at situations and say, tell you what, you take my guy, I'll take your guy, and we'll both be fine.
That's crazy.
So think about it. Look around the league and tell me. If you're a GM, that's the first thing you got to think to yourself. I got to get his replacement, and if I could trade him, who could it be? There's not many names in this league. That's why I said, who wouldn't you trade for Aaron Rodgers? Who wouldn't you do it for? And it has to be a team that he would want to go to because you know how that's going to work out, right? He's got the 1 year left anyway. So when I say Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, naturally that's not a place he'd want to go to, but it's a young quarterback. Well, I said it like Zach Wilson. He's not going to want to go to the Jets, but you say it.
Miami?
But they got, what, Tua? No. Man, come on.
What I'm saying, in three firsts, two firsts.
Well, that's a different story, but I'm still now looking for a quarterback, though, and that leaves me.
Are
now,
you?
Well,
are you?
Yes. I'm looking for a quarterback.
The most accurate quarterback in the last five games, 85%, has been Tua Tagovailoa, as they've been on, what, 5 or 6-game winning streak? They played the Jets this week. It'd be another 6-game winning streak.
This is the right time for you to sell me that used car. All right? This is the right time for you to sell it to me.
Seven in a row. Five,
right.
It was five in a row.
Because it was just washed, and the sun's been shining. This is the right time to show me
five
this beauty
row.
On the lot.
Five in a row. No quarterback has had a higher QBR than
I'm with you.
Tua Tagovailoa, man.
But I feel like I'm going to lose Devontae. So I'm not just going to lose my quarterback. I'm going to also lose my WR1.
Yeah.
So that's
well. Listen, next year, just so you know, our listeners know that Green Bay doesn't have any receivers under contract. Maybe Cobb.
I don't think Cobb.
No, 1 year. So that means they have no receivers under contract.
So you're in that reset point.
Well, Scanlon.
Yeah. Well, I if you're Green Bay, you're either going to go through a rebuild, which, as we know in the NFL, that can get ugly fast, or a reset, which is let me move this guy and get somebody back in here and then just keep this thing moving and stay competitive in a division where, let's see, Minnesota's going to flip. They're probably going to move on from their coach, and you don't know what Kirk Cousins' future is going to be. Chicago is probably going to move on from their coach, and they got a very young quarterback, and you don't know what that future is going to be. And then, of course, there's that other team in that division.
Yeah.
Papa Smurf is still upset about them. So there's that. So I think if you're the Packers, you want to stay competitive because you can still win in that division. That's why we're playing this game. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's see. How about we'll go to Corey. Corey, you're on the Dr. Pepper call-in line.
Hey, how are you guys? I'll be quick, and then I'll hang up and let you deliberate on it. I think this would just be a fun trade all around. The Tennessee Titans could send Tannehill and whatever kind of draft pick they want to send. And if you're Green Bay, you get Tannehill, which if it works out, great. And if not, you can still see what you have in Jordan Love, and you'll have Tennessee's draft picks to move on from there.
I need Derrick Henry, too. You want me to take
Aaron Jones? Two Aarons?
Yeah, bro. Like,
you
yo,
give me your two, and I'll give you
no, no. I'm keeping Aaron Jones. No, I need. Like, listen, you're not about to sit up here and disrespect Aaron Rodgers with a guy like Tannehill. Next, you're going to say you'll trade Kirk Cousins. No, I need Ryan Tannehill, and I'm going to need Derrick Henry for that one to come off.
Man. All right. That's interesting. We have another one, though, on Josh Allen. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, yeah, guys. I just wanted to put this one in. It would be kind of a Madden trade also. Rodgers for Josh Allen.
Again, ready to move on from Josh Allen.
Are you a member of the Bill Mafia?
Yeah, you a Bills fan?
No.
Yeah. See, it's a little bit. See, that's why I think it's harder for a fan of a team to be ready to move on from a young quarterback that's showing great promise, like he has for most of the season. I know there's some skepticism of him lately, and thank you, Mike. But I do think, though, that's why I already got one tweet about us mentioning Herbert. Walter said that we have to be on some serious drugs for saying the Chargers should trade Justin Herbert for Aaron Rodgers. The only drug I'm on is money.
Yeah.
And if I'm the Chargers, that's the thing I'm thinking about. I'm the second team in my building. I'm like the fourth team as far as football goes in my city.
Yeah.
Right? And you're going to tell me that I don't need a draw? Herbert's fantastic. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is otherworldly, and L.A. is a city of stars. He would be LeBron, Aaron Rodgers in the same city. Right? Like, who else are we talking about in that city?
The Pat McAfee show will go through the roof. The ratings for that will go through the roof.
They might move to L.A.
Yeah, move to L.A.
But you see what I'm saying? Like sometimes you got to think of it from a business standpoint. And they have weapons. That offense has things around him. They're competitive.
And they have
a very interesting division.
Tackle. Slater is maybe the best left tackle. They traded
There's
for
so
the,
much
the number
of that
one center.
That makes sense.
The number one center in the market is Corey Lindsey that they signed. That offensive line is really good.
And the cap thing, because obviously it's a rookie deal.
It's going up, yeah.
But you figure that stuff out if you can do it. I'm sorry. I don't think that's a good – like, I don't think that one's insane.
It's not.
I also don't think if you're Jerry Jones and you get wind that Aaron Rodgers wants to be a Cowboy, that you're like, no, we're dedicated to Dak. Really? Right. Are you? Because I know you're also dedicated to money and winning.
Yeah. Only as faithful as his options.
Man, I like this. Keep going, man. Let's go to Xavier. Xavier, what do you think?
I say give me Rodgers for 1 year for Dak, and then give me Dak back.
Oh, man. All right, Chapman.
Give him the gas face.
Like, this works? Is this how we do it?
Right. All right, Aroldis.
And then get you.
Go win a title and then come back.
Right, we're going to let you have him for a year, and then we're going to give me Dak back.
Come on, son.
Don't work that way. All right, we'll continue these calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Barton Hahn. We're coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. I do want you to hear this, though. Again, the headline of the day in the NFL is Urban Meyer out in Jacksonville after 13 games, a 2-11 record. How the hell did they win two? And just a team that was in a rebuild mode, already a mess, and somehow, some way, he made them more of a mess. And yet they came away with Trevor Lawrence, the top pick in the draft, and a generational quarterback who was already saying that way too much drama going on around here.
And
a kid saying that about
ETN,
his head coach.
And ETN as well.
Yeah, well, right. But
they had two first-round draft picks.
Yeah, and the decision to go with a running back when you just had a running back that was up for Rookie of the Year, Rookie of the Year.
We didn't like that.
Yeah, how does that make sense? But I want you to listen to Paul Feinbaum, who certainly knows the game. He knows the college game. And he knows Urban Meyer well. His take on his show about this is one. Actually, this was from
Get Up.
Get Up, right. His take on this whole thing is one you need to hear.
Not a chance. And anyone who wants to write a speculative piece today about, you know, where could Urban end up? The answer is nowhere, Max. This man is dead professionally, and he did it to himself. And, you know, you can talk about the most spectacular flame out in NFL or coaching history, but it was easily predictable. I remember sitting with you guys in January when when Shad Khan hired him. I don't know how Shad Khan became a billionaire not being able to listen to common sense. He could have called any of us or anyone else with a sense of sensibility and told him exactly what would happen. It happened a little later than I thought, although frankly, I thought it probably should have happened 4 or 5 games into it when Urban started to show his colors. And in the end, this was very predictable. And I really cannot imagine a major school. I just can't. If you're the athletic director, how do you walk down the hallway to your president and say, hey, I got a great idea. I think we ought to hire Urban Meyer. And the person and the man or woman goes, is that the guy that was at the bar with the woman? Is that the guy who allegedly kicked the player? Is that the guy who treats people like dirt? Is that the guy who barely shook hands with one of his own players after an NFL game? Forget it.
Yeah, and Paul Feinbaum again on the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max show this morning, and it's the best day you can come up with. Like, how do you hire him again? And he's going to walk away with a ton of money off of whatever settlement they come with. Probably a good chance he just disappears. That's what he needs to do. All right, we'll continue with the calls. But coming up, Deion Sanders pulled off a move on signing day that stunned the college football world. We discussed it a little bit yesterday, but when you wonder how he did it, he'll explain it coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Today on ESPN Daily, Tiger Woods returns to golf this weekend, and America's caddy Michael Collins tells you everything you need to know about his comeback and also his trash-talking son, Charlie. So follow us.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Christmas came early in the Sanders household. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, head coach of Jackson State University football team. He finds a way to flip the number 2 overall college football recruit, Travis Hunter. Big get for Jackson State University, but also with Coach Prime in terms of being able to sell the top talent in the country on the program that he's building down there in the Delta.
To the end of the road. Still I can't let go. It's unnatural.
You don't belong in the NFL.
I belong to you.
Yes, breakup songs. Urban Meyer out with Jacksonville. They're probably celebrating in Jacksonville. I imagine as a Jaguars fan. It was
I wonder
a miserable...
what Lil Duval doing. Lil Duval probably got a million followers.
Mm-hmm.
Great comedian, funny actor.
So we got, by the way, we do have audio. When Trevor Lawrence was told this morning the news of his head coach, Urban Meyer, you understand as a quarterback, you'd probably have an interesting response. You probably want to keep it monotone.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, when told Urban Meyer was out.
Wow!
That's all we got out of him there. All right, ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit progressive.com. We will get back to your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who wouldn't you trade for Aaron Rodgers? If Aaron Rodgers is to leave Green Bay, we're trying to find the best. Like the best case scenario is if I'm the Packers, I just find my next starter because he'd want to go to a good team And you'd want to get a good quarterback in return, wouldn't you?
But you know what's crazy?
You don't want to go through a rebuild. You shouldn't have to. So we've thought of names. I think Derek Carr would be an amazing trade for several reasons. You send Derek Carr, you get him to Green Bay, and then Devontae Adams has the guy he wants, so he doesn't have to leave, so your offense doesn't get that much, doesn't lose that much. And then Aaron Rodgers goes to a West Coast team in the other conference. I mean, how does that not – like, how's that not a win-win?
The crazy thing is – like, just from a – we talk about Russell Wilson going where?
New York, Giants.
With those weapons, can he unleash Saquon? Can he unleash Shepard? Like, he's a guy. Like,
you need to upgrade the offensive line a little bit, although he is kind of used to running for his life.
Yeah, you got one draft pick. You got two first-round draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give him Saquon. Give him Saquon a first and Danny Dimes. Meh.
For Russell Wilson?
No.
Oh.
For Aaron.
For Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers to the Giants, and you would give them...
Who can be bigger?
Daniel Jones, who still has, would have, what, two years left on his rookie deal?
Saquon
who has 1 year left on his deal.
And a first-round draft pick, the highest one.
And their first, which would be, right now, what is it, fifth?
Fifth
or sixth? Yep. No, it's not sixth.
It's fifth.
It's probably, yeah, it's one of those. I don't know if that's enough. I don't think that's enough.
Who else you want?
Man, I could do better. Aaron Rodgers wants warm weather, I think.
All right.
And he wants west.
Okay,
I don't think he wants New York.
I'll give you Ozzie's Ojulari, too.
I don't think he wants New York, man. So if you're the Giants, I don't know. And then so he can get coached by Joe Judge?
Could you
imagine? Johnny Buzzcut's going to coach him after what he dealt with?
Nobody coaches Aaron Rodgers. Like, let's be real. Nobody coaches Aaron.
We shall see. All right, but right now, as we've talked about this, we've talked with you about all the headlines and different things, different takes and all that stuff. Had some fun so far today. More to come. But right now, it's time for headline makers to do the talking in the segment, Bart, that we call
Audio Fouls.
Audio Fouls. You almost broke it. You missed. You almost broke it. You was overzealous because really, you were one of the last ones of the week.
I hit it. Yeah. I did not. It's not sweet spot.
Got to hit the A. I didn't sweet spot and an H.
I hit it there on whatever this is. I blame the mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
So, Bart, so this morning.
You got a mozzarella?
So on, what is it called?
Mozzarella.
The mozzarellas.
Mozzarella. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Potato, potato.
On Thursdays when Bart does get up, I come in early and we meet for breakfast. It's fun. And we generally, we go to town. Feedback is on.
Yeah.
And they love seeing us come for that reason. But he ordered with breakfast mozzarella sticks. And I looked at it, and that's like my weakness. Like, mozzarella stick, I turned into Pookie. And he called it me.
Mm.
And so I told him, and he ate all of them in front of me. Like, didn't leave me one. So he said, all right, we're going to take them to go.
I'm going to order another batch.
And I thought he was kidding, but he wasn't. That's why he's a great teammate. There's no better teammate than him. And he went, and he heated them up, brought them back, and they're in front of me. And I'm a mess, and I can't even hit the gong.
Ah, I miss again.
Oh, by the way, this is Audio Files.
Got ribbit flabbing in it.
It does have ribbit flabbing, doesn't it? So, as you heard Chris Canty in the rejoin, Deion Sanders, we talked about this yesterday, Deion Sanders landed the number 2 overall college football recruit, Travis Hunter, cornerback, who was going to Florida State, a Florida guy, who
just like
everything
Deion.
He wanted in life was Florida State, and he decided, you know what, I'm flipping, I'm going to Jackson State, I want to play with Neon Deion. And it's like, wait a minute. How is he pulling that off? I mean, you got to admit, that's a power play, right?
Yeah, man.
Like, that is a power play. Now, I'm looking on my page, and I don't see the Deion sound. There it is. I see it. My bad. Deion Sanders was on KJM this morning.
He didn't come on. He didn't come talk to his best friend?
Well, did you reach out to him?
Yeah.
Key got him. You did reach out?
I'm a better friend to Deion than Key.
Well, you actually were teammates with him, right? Well, they were teammates too, weren't they?
No, hell no.
They were never teammates?
No, hell no. Where?
I mean, he played for a number of teams, didn't he?
Yeah, but he wasn't in Tampa. No, no. To answer your question, no.
Answer's no. Okay,
Deion belongs to me.
So anyways, he was on the morning show, and he talked about how that all went down.
Yeah, we ain't got no money. $1.5 million. I heard $1.5 million. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. You know what that is? That means we kicked your butt. We took what was ours. And now you got to make up an excuse why. Ooh. Ain't nobody got no $1.5 million. I wouldn't pay my son $1.5 million. I'm going to coach a guy that's making more than me.
So the allegations, of course, from Florida State were that Deion got him a, you know, NIL deal that was going to hook him up with, $1 million, and he's letting that let him know that that is not.
How much Shiloh getting for that Brady brand? I saw Shiloh on the Brady
his son,
brand today.
Quarterback, yeah. Still.
Man.
But what do you think of this, though, with Deion? Like, is he going to attract recruits because, like you said yesterday, he can get you ready for the league.
Yeah.
Which, for a lot of players, it's going to be more about that.
Yeah, really, I mean, he's getting 45,000 in the stadium. That I don't even know if how it seats 45,000, but he's filling the stadium up. That's they have become the biggest show in town in Jackson. And, like, what Deion has been able to do is bring legitimacy to the program. He has NFL coaches. He's an NFL-caliber player and now an NFL-caliber coach. So, like, you go there, you're going there because you see what the leader he is, the leadership that he has. You see how he talks to his players, the mindset, bringing in a girl like Brittany Briner, you know, who's out, kind of off the rails, an Instagram model that, you know, traps men to give them the education about real-life stuff that they're going to have to make. You know, while we're sitting in there, you know, these young guys are in young girls' DMs sliding in. Be careful what you wish for. And he, instead of ducking it and hoping that it works out, he prepares his players for life outside of the game. And you can't get that from anywhere. How can you get a perspective of what it's like to be the number one recruit in the world past Deion Sanders? He was the number one free agent whenever he hit free agency when he was a player in football. And he was the number one guy coming out, you know, when he was being drafted. He can tell you about life experiences that no other coach can prepare you for. And, by the way, he can teach you how to be the best corner. And this guy was a corner, so why wouldn't you want to go to quarterback you? Because Dennis Thurman is the coordinator out there who was part of the greatest tandem for the Cowboys of cornerbacks in the history of the game.
And the game has changed at the college level.
Nah, it is.
Transfer portal,
all live, baby.
And NIL has completely changed things where you're seeing a lot of these coaches that have been used to. Talk about another reason why Urban Meyer shouldn't go back to college.
Yeah, lazy recruit.
Exactly. You're no longer just on the brand.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy for so many of these coaches.
What's that booster look
on
like?
The basketball side of things, certainly as well. But in football, it's all the talk now is that you have NIL deals and you can attract players because of that. But Jimbo Fisher, who is now at Texas A&M, had a hell of a day yesterday, early
Cromartie.
Signing.
Antonio Cromartie's out there, too. He's a coach out there.
And he said, wait a minute, all this talk about NIL, this has been going on.
Now, you can't promise things. You can't say, I'm going to get you an NIL deal, and that's illegal. I mean, all you can do is present what other players in your university have done in the past. That is all you're allowed to do. But, I mean, it's like there was a lot of NIL deals going on before, Paul, before all this was going on. They just weren't legal. No one told nobody. I mean, all that stuff in college. Now, we definitely are part of it, but at the same time, that's where you're at in today's time. At least it makes it out there, and it is legal, and the guys can get compensated. But I think it's enticing in recruiting. I think it's very dangerous in that way. But, I mean, you got to enforce the rules when they're broken. You got to handle that part of it. But I think it's here to stay. Now, how they modify it, if they do in the future, whatever they do, but it's part of what we do, just like the transfer portal is.
I love the way he said it.
Yeah.
It's been going on before. I've never done it.
Yeah. Big victories written by the winners. He won. Right now, he has the number one recruiting class. That can change as it goes back and forth as other people commit.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, he gets to write the narrative because we get to talk to him because he's the number one recruiting class. And, you know, going to the SEC, he's there to compete. So he probably told his guys, yo, we need to go ahead and get some of this oil money up there, right? And it's always been like that, right? It's always been about what can you do for me. We saw Blue Chips. We saw Blue Chips.
Oh, man, what a movie.
It's just Blue
Isn't
Chips.
It amazing? That movie came out in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And how true to life has it become, or maybe was at the time and still is now?
And now they're just doing it out in broad daylight.
But now you can because of some of these rules, and that's how it all comes to be. But
yeah, next step. Next step, they have to be
able
to players have to be able to get money off of what they're making in the, you know, because now they're going out and getting deals. They got to figure out something for all the kids, for all the revenue
tickets
that they generate. I think
they need
annuities.
The biggest issue, of course, now is going to be what the schools make, and it's not something that is it can't be across the board for all athletes because there are some sports that are revenue generating, and it's just reality.
You want it is.
Like we all agree that there needs to be equality in how much you spend and support a program, but some programs bring in all the money, and the players. The ones leading it to success. It's not as easy as you think. It's not like a pro sport where you can just have a collective
fluid,
bargaining.
It's fluid. It's like this, right? Because if the WNBA players made what the NBA players played, the league would go bankrupt. So you have to understand, like, certain programs, if they're not generating the money, they don't deserve the fair share. If you want to do that, go to a place where basketball, like UConn, women's basketball is big and king.
Yeah, and so it's a conversation, of course, that'll continue. All right, that's all the files. Barton Hahn, yes. But first, before we do the back after this, and coming up, we'll talk about DeAndre Hopkins, who might miss the rest of the season for the Cardinals. And does that drop Arizona down when you consider who could be the best teams in the NFC? What a difference that could make. We'll discuss that. Have your calls coming up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who wouldn't you trade for Aaron Rodgers? But first, we want you to join host Gautam Chopra as he explores what Tom Brady has meant to football in the world in Man in the Arena, a new podcast from ESPN Plus and Religion of Sports, a companion piece to Gotham's ESPN Plus docuseries. This 10-part podcast examines the improbable ripple effects of Brady's career, things that have forced us to rethink everything we thought we knew about time, hatred, perfection, and even fate. The podcast brought to you by State Farm, ZipRecruiter, and Rocket Mortgage. Listen and follow Man in the Arena now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and stream the docuseries on ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. Bill Barnwell put together an interesting list. As we have tonight Mahomes, Herbert, and that could be
the beginning
over the next couple of years, a really interesting rivalry. And it begins, as you mentioned earlier in the show, Bart, with Mahomes in the offseason making like this sort of passing remark of, I'll believe it when I see it, when somebody said that, you know, Herbert's coming for your crown, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts, always has a start with one of them making a comment, even though they're probably like,
slight.
Now we cool, like, you know, like hugs after games and stuff. But, you know, there's that little bit of, everybody has a competition, everybody. You don't get to that level without being competitive. So with that in mind, Barnwell put together a list of some of the best quarterback rivalries that we've seen in the sport. And we were talking about them. And one that really caught your attention, Joe Flacco, Ben Roethlisberger.
That was real.
I mean, that is Ravens-Steelers, and that was a time where those two teams just beat each other up.
It's four Super Bowls within that rivalry. Yep. One. That's real.
Okay.
People almost die!
Brady Manning is an obvious one. They've talked about it publicly, right?
Yeah.
How much it meant to both of them. Drew Brees, Matt Ryan in the same division?
Yeah, that was kind of real.
That was real.
Matty Ice, that was real.
Two good teams.
No Super Bowls,
they
but
could
that was
sling
real.
It, right. For old school, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Again, AFC East. There was a time it wasn't so pathetic.
Yeah.
And those two.
It was two good quarterbacks.
Sling it, man.
Yeah.
Right? That was a really good era watching those two go. And obviously, Jim Kelly went to four straight Super Bowls. Any others you could think of we haven't named?
Well, listen, I remember just growing up how San Francisco and Dallas used to go at it. I think it was Troy Aikman and Steve Young. And you think about when Deion flipped sides, where Deion started with Dallas and he went over there with Jerry Rice, the one where they beat San Diego in the Super Bowl. They had to go through Dallas. That was real. You had Charles Haley, you know, three in a row. He won five. Charles Haley went over to San Francisco, too, and won two there. So Charles Haley has five Super Bowls. People
forget. Joined the enemy, right.
Yeah, went the enemy. Both of them. They were stealing from each other inside because Deion played for both ones, too.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's the one, the position. See, it's interesting when you create these rivalries and you say, you know, this is going to be a rivalry, but in reality, they don't play against each other.
Yeah.
It's not like in some other sports, like NBA. You know, two players that go head-to-head, that have to guard each other. There's nothing more fun than that because it's mano-a-mano. But this is not that. It's like pitchers in baseball, too.
Yeah.
You could have pitchers who, they'll go head-to-head, and you got two aces, and it's fun to watch, but they don't really, unless it's the National League, they don't throw to each other. They don't pitch against each other.
Yeah.
And quarterbacks are the same thing. But there still is something special about those positions. And can you lead your team to beat my team?
Yep.
And that's why Brady Rodgers, last year in the NFC Championship game, it was interesting to see how Brady had the freedom to do what he wanted. Yeah. Rodgers didn't. Who walked off the field with a fourth down and didn't go for it, had his head down, and was unhappy about it? It was Rodgers, which is why I'm kind of rooting for Brady Rodgers, too, in the NFC Championship game this year if we can get it. Because I do think there's a little something there. Rodgers at least has about Brady and seeing the success Brady did, leaving New England, going to a place Brady made for him, winning a Super Bowl. And I think Rodgers is looking at Brady in that way.
Tell you what, it'll be interesting, too, when you see where Deshaun Watson goes next year, because him in any division is a shakeup.
Game changer?
Game changer. Still only 27 years old. Game changer, no matter where you drop him at. If you drop him in Denver, now you got Herbert, Deshaun Watson. Yeah. You can make the argument. I would make the argument Deshaun Watson is the best.
Yeah, well, we shall see. He's got a lot of things to figure out first. But rivalries, you'll see one tonight, Thursday Night Football. We are back in 10 seconds.
If he dies, he dies.
Now, this is the ultimate
breakup
song.
No, but you know
Carrie
what?
Carrie just gets nasty in this song.
We ain't even going to go to what we talk about. I need you to find Khalees. I hate you so much right now. That's how Jacksonville is feeling when they think about Urban Meyer. They can't even express themselves. You ever been so mad at somebody that you can't even articulate like the levels of why you upset? You just, I hate you right so much right now. You just go, ah!
The line in New Jack City that we can't repeat here that Ice-T said?
Yeah.
When he had the gun out, I want to shoot you so bad. You can finish the line yourself if you've seen the movie.
Damn, my
bricks. There's nothing that is awkwardly angry than that.
Two moments in acting.
Anybody that's seen that movie knows what I'm talking about.
Two movies in acting that I'm like, man, this is like, I felt that in my soul was when he said that and when Smith and with Will Smith, when Ben Vereen, who was playing his dad for that episode, like, didn't leave him, and he had the little statue. Yeah. Like, why do you want me no more, man? I'm going to be a better man than him. I'm going to be a better father. Because that's a damn thing he can teach me about loving my kids. Wow. Why do you want me, man?
And
scene.
Well done.
That boy good. That boy good. Sexual chocolate.
That was a drop the mic moment. I like that. That was good. We should do a little improv every now and then.
I feel that in my chest.
Man. I actually was feeling that while you were doing it.
And Will Smith says that when he said
But
that,
how many times, though, like that's different. That's an emotional, powerful scene. But when Ice-T says that, how are you not? Like, how many takes did that take before it's like, you really going to say? Like, I would crack up.
He had to really envision somebody killing his mama. Because he was like, shaking. You know, like you're looking at somebody, but you're looking through them?
Yeah.
My sticks on.
Yo, that's one of those.
That's why he got on everybody.
Movie the first time. You're like, wait, what?
Hey, hold on. What did you say?
Like,
what
did he say?
Your boy say something. It's great. Like, pause, man. Hold on.
Like he said.
Phrasing.
Like, is that what you really said?
You're excited.
That's what we're gonna say in this movie.
You're like, excited.
That's what this is. What we're gonna talk about.
Yeah, man. Like, that's how
you're
I wrote
that
it.
Mad at me.
Hey, man.
It's a different kind of mad.
Like,
but.
Man, give me the gun. I'll shoot myself. I know I missed you off that, man. Man. Jeez. No, man, put that away, killer. I got it.
Oh, my God.
Put the other gun away. Give me the other gun. Get the bullets.
Oh, man. Somehow, somebody will get back on track on this show, but that was just too funny. And great acting by Bart. Did the Jets avoid disaster by not picking number one overall? How? We'll discuss that and more next. Bart and Han.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.